mortal mind is no mind to the mind which is God. It legislates no laws, makes no conditions, can bring us nothing, can take nothing from us. When we see this, we will not await expectantly or apprehensively the so-called events of mortal mind, but will turn at once to mind, God, in which everything is settled and arranged, recognizing that all that constitutes our universe, our self, is mind, our mind of infinite ideas. Mrs. Eddy says in miscellaneous writings that, quote, perception, sensation, and consciousness belong to mind and not to matter. Close quote. Therefore, it is never what we seem to see that deludes us, nor what we seem to feel or hear. It is ignorance, animal magnetism, mortal mind, which is the deluder and the delusion, and determines the appearance of what we apparently see, hear, feel. There is never a disease to heal, an object to be removed, a life to be sustained, a circumstance to be changed, nor a state of consciousness to be corrected. This is all animal magnetism, ignorance, which we deny scientifically by letting that mind which was in Christ Jesus be our mind. The illusion of mind and body calling itself a mortal or a human is not objectified. There is no objectification to an illusion. It is most important that we recognize that when an error appears, it is appearing to disappear. When we go to work to keep the error from being uncovered, or work to prevent something from happening, we are giving identity to an illusion and are working against the immutable law of spirit, which means the self-destruction of mortal mind. Quote, because in obedience to the immutable law of spirit, this so-called mind is self-destructive, I name it mortal. Close quote. Science and Health. We cannot stay the hand of the immutable law of spirit, nor should we wish to. This self-destruction is not going on anywhere, but as a state of belief. And therefore, it is no more painful to the human being than putting off of 2 times 2 equals 5. If the error is false sense, then the self-destruction is entirely mental. The destruction of error is painful only because we give reality or identity to the error, only because we struggle with it. Mrs. Eddy explains that in Science and Health, quote, the fact that pain cannot exist where there is no mortal mind to feel it is a proof that this so-called mind makes its own pain, that is, its own belief in pain. Close quote. A lie must inevitably prove itself a lie, and proving itself a lie, it destroys itself. The only reason that this destruction appears as famine and pestilence, want and woe, is our apparent inability to accept spirit or mind as the all in all, regardless of appearances. All of this change, so-called, the destruction, the suffering, is only a false sense. It is all animal magnetism, and has not a single thing to do with the so-called human being, unless the human being accepts the belief of being a human and gives the process reality and identity by complaining, self-will, self-love, etc. We read in Science and Health, quote, "Mortal mind alone suffers, not because a law of matter has been transgressed, but because a law of this so-called mind has been disobeyed." Close quote. This human resistance to the uncovering of a false sense is the basis for the pain, the disease, the death of the so-called human being. Awakening from a false sense, from the illusion of life and matter, is a blessing, not an affliction, even if it is painful. It is always a blessing to be undeceived. The belief that we can suffer is there before we suffer. But we do not do much about the belief until the suffering comes as a result of the uncovering. Then we get busy. Our awakening goes on, and the suffering ceases. The unreality of human suffering makes the human appear to suffer until he knows better. We cannot be comfortable in the realm of the unreal. It is good that is going on, not evil or error. But unless we see that it is good, suffering continues. Suffering is not a necessity of salvation, nor of awakening, but it is a better belief than not awakening at all. Sometimes we will learn through suffering what we refuse to learn through education. And so the buffetings we get, the unhappy experiences, are not to be regretted, but appreciated for what they are. Our leader tells us in the textbook, quote, "Better the suffering which awakens mortal mind from its fleshly dream than the false pleasures which tend to perpetuate this dream." Close quote. Distressing symptoms reappear in our experience so long as they can reappear. So long as we are in any way making a reality of, or giving identity to, a mind apart from the one mind. So long as there is in our thought any sense of duality, it is our protection that this is so. This stirring up process must be respected for what it is. The beliefs of mortal mind appearing as error to disappear under the lens of truth. Then the errors of belief which are uncovered give us a sense of satisfaction instead of the dismay and self-condemnation which mortal mind usually experiences when some phase of error is revealed. The error then disappears for lack of a witness. We reject it and let it destroy itself. We must not make a reality of error by giving it identity or by working over it. Quote, "We must leave the mortal basis of belief and unite with the one mind." Close quote. Science and Health. Truth is law, and in the language of the Bible will overturn, overturn, and overturn until he come whose right it is. This overturning brings to the surface the so-called self-existence of evil, with its claim of infinitude. And the human being, in resisting or resenting this uncovering, through self-condemnation or self-pity, delays the destruction of the error and also makes his own suffering. This uncovering is continually going on and must ever go on until he comes whose right it is. So why resist it or resent it? Another way in which we delay our freedom is to think of an error personally as the false belief of ourselves or another. We say, the doctor makes a law. I made a law for myself. All of which is untrue, even in belief, because the thought you expressed, or the doctor expressed, was latent in mass consciousness, the one mortal mind, or you, or he, could not have expressed it. The error appears without a personal believer, but is perpetuated because of the belief of a personal believer. Error is no more a personal false belief than it is a created something. Error is an illusion, ignorance, and unless we see it this way, we are using no science in our Christian practice. And the first thing we know, we are condemning the evil thinker and then the evil doer, either ourselves or others. Many errors or illusions, of which we are not conscious until they appear as persons or things, exist in the realm of ignorance or mortal mind. In fact, mortal mind being what Mrs. Eddy calls it, quote, a misstatement of mind, God, close quote, would appear to be as infinite and self-existent as mind. When we personally seem to see these errors or experience them, they are no more active or any more powerful. They simply appear to be our consciousness of what is happening. And so, their appearance constitutes a blessing, not a curse. It shows that our redemption has begun, our resurrection from the first death, the only death. Suppose the human being says, error is striking at me. Error is doing something which we must prevent being done. Suppose we complain, why has this come to me? In saying these things, the human being has given identity to the error and has resisted the action of truth. He has given to the illusion all the life needed for its perpetuation and his own suffering. Humanity can be saved from the suffering incidental to the destruction of error, and that is the mission of Christian Science. Christian Science does not ignore the error, but scientifically disposes of it by revealing to us that, regardless of appearances, everything that has identity or being is God or mind, manifesting or unfolding itself, and that the understanding or consciousness of this fact reforms and reshapes our sense world with no destructive element in it. Mortal mind alone suffers, never the person. All suffering, all inharmony, is a state of consciousness. Affirmation makes it seem true to us.